You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Playbook with Rob, Joe and Anika.
If you don't listen to The Playbook, you deserve 20 fucking whacks.
Aloha, bonjour.
Aloha?
Aloha, bonjour.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Alright.
What's that Italian?
Alright.
Alright. Welcome to The Playbook, innit?
What did you just say?
Innit.
Fuck you, man. I think my work here is done. It's time
that's
to move
people.
On now.
That's your people. Proper ping.
Yeah.
That's just a little taster for the next, like, either next week or the week after. Got that Premier League.
Yeah, you made a right wicket there, didn't you? What league were you looking at?
I don't know. I look at all the leagues.
Yeah, next week is going to be a Premier League special.
And
I won't be here.
No, well, I'm gutted about that because you have a large input. But we will have guests.
I mean, I can chill in here. It's more like I'm happy to come and chill. But
yeah,
more
actually,
like
do you know what? Do you know what?
Room in the studio.
I would quite like that because you are the calming influence.
Thanks,
yeah.
Rob.
So and if you want to walk out because you're bored shitless. I'm all good with that.
I just thought it would be like there'd be no space with four people in here, but I'll just in the little
No, sit in the corner and actually see if you can get a laser pointer just to point at us.
I'll get a little bell.
I might get distracted and just start chasing it around. Anyway, yeah.
You start talking about dicks and stuff.
No, penis. No mentions
again.
Of penises.
Never
unless
again.
We're talking about people. You know, so he's a dick. Always a penis. Right, anyway.
Rob, what's been going on?
Right, lots going on in the Premier League. Now, I know I say this each week. I'm going to say it again today. This has got to be the closest season ever. It's been fantastic. If you're into football and you don't actually support one team, it must be fantastic. For a lot of us, it's an emotional roller coaster. At the moment, right, there's one more game to play. Some other teams have got another game during like the next couple of days. But there's one game to play, and it all kicks off 3 a.m. Monday morning, and all games kick off at the same time. And there's so much to play for still. Normally, who's won the Premiership and all sorts by now. But it sounds like it's playing some sort of mafia music is
it's
going
so
on
good.
Next
I know,
door.
I think
it's
I know
brilliant.
What this, I think I know what it is.
Anyway, top four is Man City. They've played 37. They've got 90 points. Liverpool have got 86 points. They played 36. They're playing tomorrow. Chelsea, they've got 70. Spurs are fourth now. We got 68. And the Arsenal have got 66.
Does that mean they're in the Champions League contingent grade?
Well, if we win our game on Monday, there's nothing Arsenal can do about it.
Who's that against?
We are playing Norwich, who are the bottom team. But
yeah, they are. They're like right at the very bottom.
But... Tottenham have got a real bad reputation of losing their bottle, right? Yeah. There's actually a term for it.
Losing
amongst,
their what?
They lose their bottle. They just bottle it in the end. You know what I mean?
Right.
And there's actual a saying in football, and it's calling a team being Spursy, which means losing your bottle. And I'll put our hand up to it. We do it all the time.
Those are your guys.
Yeah, I know. And sometimes we're shit. Example, a few months ago, we beat Man City 3-2, possibly the best football team in the world, right? And then the next week, we lose to some bum team.
Norwich.
Who was it? No. We lost to Burnley.
Burnley?
Who was shit. That's what I mean.
Man.
So we do Spursy shit. So anyway, but at the moment, Liverpool could still win the league. Man City could win it. Man City have been the favourite for me ever since before the Premier League even started, and I stick with they will win it. But it's possible. And what I've noticed this season, anything is possible. Any team can beat any team, and it's happened, and it's fucking horrible sometimes because we lose the teams we shouldn't do. At the bottom of the league, Norwich and... who is it? What is going on next door?
I don't know.
Yeah, so am I.
So much is happening.
Hang on. You might have to... Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. is putting me off.
Just in case the listeners don't know, we record right next to
Studio One.
Studio One, which is the radio studio, and it's during Jin's show, which is lovely.
It's a brilliant show, by the way. Tune into it, and you might hear us in the background of his show. Yeah, Norwich and Watford are gone. So now it's between Everton, Burnley, and Leeds who go down. There's so much to play for still. It's going to be really, really good. The games to look out for, I'll write those down, is Liverpool Wolves, Man City Aston Villa, obviously Tottenham and Norwich, and also Everton are playing Arsenal. Now, Everton might go down, so they need to win that game. Tottenham beat Arsenal 3-0, and then we beat Burnley, funny enough, and Arsenal actually lost today, so which has put us above them. I am not overly celebrating it at this time, but I will do on Monday if we beat Norwich. I will go fucking mental.
Which means that the Premier League show for next week will be
insane. Yeah, it's going to be good anyway. And even if we lose, to be honest with you, I was thinking about this on the train on the way in here. Top four has been banding about to supporters and players for so long now. And I was thinking about it, well, sometimes you go in a Champions League, you can get knocked out first round. And it's all right, you get lots of money and you're on telly and all that. But almost I wouldn't mind going to the next competition, which is Europa League. Tottenham at this stage, we've probably got more chance of winning that. We've got no chance of winning Champions League. That's ridiculous. It's not going to happen.
Aww.
No, you've got to know your what's names, haven't you? Parameters. Is that the right word for it?
Parameters.
Yeah, it is the right word for it.
Boundaries.
It? Fuck, I just grasped that out of the air.
No, it is parameters.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Very...
You've got expectations.
Yeah, I'm realistic
You're
about
realistic
it.
Expectations.
I have no expectations, but I'm... A little part of me knows we're going to win, but I don't want to... I was going to play something today on here when I first started doing this, but I thought I'm not going to crow about this. I have friends who are Arsenal supporters, and I purposely have left them alone today because it's football karma. I could take the piss out of them so bad, and then we could lose. And then
you're going to look stupid.
So I'm going to say nothing.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to go berserk on Monday.
Look forward to Monday.
So, yeah, it's been fantastic. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So that's me done. Oh, yeah, just one last thing. The Warriors, what are they all about?
Very flip-floppy, yeah.
Oh, yeah, but when we were doing a show Saturday, if the Warriors kick off when we're doing the show, I'll do little updates. And they were, like, losing so bad. I said, I'm not going to talk about it. No, we did. I talked about it. Then next time I looked, they were losing even worse. And then the next day, I couldn't believe it. They brought them back to us within 2 points. 32-30 or something. It's mental. What is all that about?
32-30.
Yeah, exactly.
There was...
We should switch accents for a
day. No, we're not going to do that.
It'll be fun.
Is this, this is like some movie script, isn't it? You've seen something like this, or you've fallen asleep watching something, you're going to wake up in each other's voices.
Each other's voices.
No. Well, it's like Freaky Friday, the movie with Lindsay
Lohan. Exactly. No, you're right.
Anika, what's
going
on?
I'm just trying to have some fun, Rob.
Oh, sorry. Is that what it was?
I give up.
No, don't do that.
I give up.
I don't do that. I thought you were being serious. You've already had me over once a day out there anyway.
I wasn't corrosion having you over. Corrosion there in was the kettle. Corrosion in the kettle.
That's a band name, I call that.
I was trying to fucking save this guy's life because he was about to drink water from a corroded kettle. And what do I get but slack for half an hour?
Right, and the kettle's still there, though. If it's that bad, why hasn't someone thrown it out?
Because I was just told that there was corrosion in it.
Fake news. See, this is how these rumours start, isn't it?
Go talk to Jules about it.
There's a conspiracy of corrosion in the kettle.
Go talk to Jules about it. Me. Okay.
What's been going on?
Well, we haven't talked about Scott McLaughlin in a while.
Man's an IndyCar, right?
Yeah. So, IndyCar Grand Prix in Indianapolis on Sunday.
Is Indy 500 this Saturday?
No, it was on Sunday.
Oh, jeez.
Is that a big race?
Not the 500, the IndyCar Grand Prix.
Oh, my bad. Indy 500's the biggest race in IndyCar.
But this freaking guy...
He's checking my gin next door.
Jin's fucking pulling faces at me. I'm so sorry.
Sky! So Scott McLaughlin was leading the race, then spun out and finished dead last.
Oh, bummer. No, that's horrible.
It is horrible. We would have loved to have, you know, get a homegrown talent in there.
That was it his fault?
So, well, I think it was his team's fault. It was fucking...
How did he spin out?
It was raining.
Oh, someone said something to him. He thought, I'm fucking not having any of that. He just went mental.
There was very heavy rains, and he opted to stay on slick tires instead of switching to proper wet weather tires.
Oh, okay. So, what a plum.
Yeah. So,
I guess he paid for it with the...
took him from... He was literally... He was coming first, and it took him down to an 18th place finish. And it's also annoying... Because he got bumped from in the championship standings from second place to third place as well.
Why?
Because of his. Because of the.
Oh, sure, I thought he'd done something naughty.
No, that's not how the championship standings.
Oh, no, I thought I might have dropped him a plot. Sorry, I didn't realise. I thought he might have sort of broke the rules. I don't know.
Scott McLaughlin.
Ran the wrong way or something.
Scott McLaughlin, by the way, is arguably one of the most greatest talents. In motorsport to come out of New Zealand as
well.
Oh,
yeah, even I think so. His name and I don't like motorsport.
He's up there with like, he's a young guy. He's got a long way to go, but he's definitely got a lot of talent. I know that. He was really good as a V8 supercar driver as well.
Mm. So. But yeah, Indy 500's on May 30th though.
Okay.
So we shall see. And then the second thing I wanted to talk about is like a whole thing, and I don't know if I should bring it up now or let Joe do his little debrief and then bring it up.
I'll do a quick debrief first.
Debrief.
I mean, like, there was a bit going on. The UFC had Blachowicz versus Rakic. Hopefully I don't mispronounce his name. Ended with Rakic blowing his knee out, so ended in a TKO. So that was a bit unfortunate. Like, it does suck when that stuff happens, but I guess that's the sport. You just get injuries like that sometimes. He just landed on his knee awkwardly, or he was bouncing a lot, lost balance, and just and his
he's
knee
out
gave.
For a long time for something like that. You know.
Yeah, especially knee injuries. They're quite lengthy recovery process. There is a lengthy recovery process associated with them. Jeez, I can't speak today. I mean the card was good. Overall, good fights. That was the UFC this weekend. And then we had Charlo versus one of the Charlo brothers, I think it was Jamal, versus Castaño in their second fight. Their first fight arguably went Castaño's way.
Boxing,
yes. Their first fight was a draw. Arguably went Castaño's way. But then they fought a second time and Charlo got the best of Castaño. I'll make sure I say his name right. My brain is a puddle today.
Honestly, same.
It's just so puddle like I don't know what's going on. I just can't.
I'm having a week.
Yeah, I was coming to the studio today, and I'm like, I just can't think. I can't get my head wrapped around anything that's happened, any sports that's happened in the past, like few days.
You locked up or something?
Yeah.
Oh, cutting that bit out.
Sorry, man. Say you start wrong with me as well.
Oh my god, you haven't told Rob yet.
We'll tell him later.
What?
No.
Oh, you
why'd you say something?
You haven't converted to Christendom, have you?
God, I could have cut all this out. Anyway.
you may as well tell him now if you're able to cut this all out
anyway. Boxing and all that.
Yeah. We had a brief interlude just to discuss some stuff, but yeah, hey,
boxing,
yeah. A big standout for me this weekend was Jerron Ennis, who's an up and coming fighter, and he's really good, undefeated. I think he's
boxing.
He's a boxer.
What weight?
I think he's welterweight.
I like watching the lightweights. You get so used to boxing, just them big lumps going at each other.
Well, lightweight's an interesting division, especially
in
boxing.
Yeah, I like featherweights and all that. Mate of mine used to be a featherweight boxer.
Oh, yeah, featherweight's good as well. But lightweight's interesting because you've got so much high-level talent that aren't fighting each other. Yet, though, the big fight, which is happening in June, is Kambosos versus George Kambosos versus Devin Haney. George Kambosos obviously beat Teofimo Lopez in a fight sometime at the end of last year, and it was an incredible fight. I think a lot of people had Kambosos losing that fight because Teofimo had a lot of hype around him because he beat Vasily Lomachenko.
Oh, fuck, did he?
Yeah, Vasily Lomachenko, one of the best boxers in the world. He's insanely good. His footwork and the way he uses footwork and angles to with his offense and defense is insane. He's insanely good, and his IQ when it comes to boxing is well up there.
Sorry, that's like contradiction.
What do you mean his IQ when it comes to boxing?
Well, in boxing, you have to be incredibly sharp and always onto it. You know, so you always have to be thinking.
Otherwise, you get your face bashed in.
Well, yeah, it's the art of not getting. It's the art of not getting hit, right?
And the boxing is the art of not getting beaten up.
Yeah, legit. That's the point.
And to inflict.
I like boxing. I liked doing boxing more than I liked doing boxing.
Boxing
what do you
is
mean? Like in a exercising type. Yeah. Thing. Oh, really?
Well, because I found kickboxing. I don't know. I found it too hard. Like. To coordinate power going through my legs was significantly harder than just like punching shit.
Comes from the hips, as far as kicking goes. But like, so does punching as well.
Know.
Hips and legs.
And then I found kickboxing more like painful on my feet and shit. Whereas boxing, I just found boxing easier.
Did you do it to music?
No, are you just saying that because I'm a girl?
No. Whoa, where the fuck did that come from?
Who does boxing Sick. To music?
No, I'm just thinking, keep fit exercising. You could actually do boxing, because they do, like, hit the bag and all that. Do it to music. Reggae would be really good. Nice bit of dub.
No, I did it, like, in classes.
Okay.
Not, like,
and they just shout at you and tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Both and are extremely good, but they do require different skills and techniques. And this kickboxing, there's obviously more to think about.
But I didn't have the maybe I don't know if it was coordination or not, but like I just found it so hard, like kicking compared to punching.
Yeah, punching there's just less to think about. You can focus more on your technique.
And
when
I just
it comes
found
to
that
punching.
Everything was stronger.
Yeah. Boxing's cool though, especially when you get to that like sweet science portion of the sport.
Yeah.
Then that's when you start really falling in love with it. But yeah, anyway. Lightweights are going off. Haney versus Kambosos is going to be in June. Junior Farr is actually on that card as well. Junior Farr's a boxer out of New Zealand. He fought. His last fight was Joseph Parker.
Yeah, I remember that.
Incredibly close fight as well.
Around the back of Countdown Supermarket in Papagura.
We're talking about the same fight?
No, it's good. No. So is he based in America now?
No, he's out of CKB.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the fight will be in America?
The fight will be in Australia at Marvel Stadium. So Marvel Stadium was where Israel fought Robert Whittaker. Israel Adesanya fought Robert Whittaker in their first fight. Big, big football stadium. It's huge. Brilliant. I was there for it. It was incredible. It was, insanely big. Anyway, Jerron Ennis. Watch Jerron Ennis. He is arguably one of the biggest up-and-coming talent. I won't say that. Huge talent coming up in boxing, as well as there's many other boxers coming up. So keep watching boxing because it's getting good. There's a lot of good fights on.
Yeah, Joe said, and I'm gonna get into it now because you just told me to.
Yeah.
Power of fucking media, mate.
I reckon you should watch some, Rob. I'm gonna send you some stuff.
No, do it.
Because I've been watching it a lot lately.
Because after next week, no football on.
Oh my God! What are you gonna do?
But no, we got cricket coming up. New Zealand are playing in England, and England has just got a new coach who is a New Zealander. So it's going to be interesting.
Who was mentioning darts on Monday? Who was that yesterday?
I was.
Yeah, darts has been really good. There was a bit of an incident with Gerwyn Price. Who is a Welsh player. He's an amazing player, but he's a real dick when he's on stage. And he roars and he gets all angry and everything. And he had a row with this other dart player called Adrian Lewis. He's always having incidents with people. And he tried to pick him up at the end of the game. He turned his back on him. And it was like handbags at dawn. It was quite...
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's like, he's going.
He tried to pick him up.
No, he did. Well, what he did normally,
like in a friendly way.
Yeah, when you finish a game, you shake hands with each other, they give each other a hug and all that.
Aww.
And he just turned his back on him, so he playfully went to go and pick him up.
A bit
of a spoon in front of 3,000 Germans is probably a bit of a strange thing to do. But he got all shitty on him and all that. It's quite funny. Is that what you was going to talk about?
Yeah, how did he know?
Anika, what were you going to talk about?
Well, we have to talk about Cycling New Zealand.
Yeah, we did talk about this. I think we mentioned it 2 weeks ago as well.
Yeah.
The big review that came out.
The report's come out now.
Released. And so basically the report is saying that the organisation in general is creating problems with it, like creating problems, and has very detrimental impacts on athlete well-being. It's concerning how the organisation removes athletes from their support network, so they find it to be quite isolating and puts them in what is being called a pressure cooker environment that is generally male-dominated and Pakeha-centric. So,
double whammy.
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack.
Do you think anything will come out of it? I mean, it's only just come out, so it's going to take a little while before.
Well, I think because now the report's come out, and like with the report coming out, that's sort of shining a light on
elite sports. Yeah, Olivia Podmore's
again. So people are starting to really look into that again and saying that sort of there is a huge discrepancy between female and male healthcare in the sport. Women are being found to be put at jeopardy, and there's a lot of discrimination there. So I think the first thing we're going to see is a focus on the health of female cyclists. I don't know. I mean,
Is this a bit of a test case? Because this should be across all sporting codes, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, but let's be
honest. This is almost like a test case.
It's that fucked up thing of like an inquiry's not going to be launched
until something happens.
Yeah, until something happens. It's not going to be funded until something happens. And I think they are saying.
It's such a bad approach.
But then I also think they are saying cycling is especially bad.
I wonder if there's any other elite level sports which are like this.
I think it's the type of thing of doing an individual sport where you don't have like a team around you, where you don't have peers if you're doing a team sport and you're isolated from like your personal support network or whatever, that's kind of fucked, but like at least you still have your teammates and like
your peers around you.
Whereas with individual sports, you've got your peers, but like half the time you're going to be pitted against them, and they're like your peers are also your competition. You don't have anyone apart from your coach and yourself. Your coach, who also is coaching like your competitors, like
detrimental to your mental health.
So you do need your support network, but to.
That's such a lonely...
When they found that the organisation is very male and Pakeha-centric is quite telling, I think. So, yeah. And I mean, a huge thing coming out of the report is that there are pretty big gender biases within the organisation, which is an issue. Because we also do have, like, some really good female cyclists as well.
Well, Olivia Podmore herself was quite a good female cyclist, right?
Yeah.
She was a Rio Olympian. She was a medalist, wasn't she?
She was a medalist.
Bronze medalist.
I think so.
It's just so tragic.
But yeah.
I just hope other sporting codes are going to look at it. Like gymnastics and swimming and all the athletic stuff as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's
the athletics based. I think team based sports. Like you said, support network. They have their peers around them, but when it comes to stuff like gymnastics and...
But even so, I mean, the first ever gay footballer has come out in the UK, the first one for 30 years.
First ever?
For 30 years.
What?
Justin Fashner, who came out 30 years ago, then sadly took his life because of the abuse he was getting and all that. And it's taken 30 years for a gay player to come out. He plays in the second tier. I think he plays for Blackpool or something. Listening to an interview with him today and everybody supporting him, and as they should do. And it just seems outrageous to me. And it is that blokey culture thing. He's still fucking happening. Why? Yeah. Toxic masculinity bullshit.
It's because they just can't understand why it's so crucial. But that's the thing. Like, you know, you should try at least to.
Sam Dakin, the male cyclist.
Yeah.
He's an Olympian, and he's kind of like come out with this whole thing saying that, you know, I'm willing to lead the change in the community, in the cycling community. And like his whole thing is that
good timing, like, man. Good timing.
We've got to move forward. We've got to learn from like our past mistakes, and like we'll work together. And like people are exciting, and positive change is already happening. There's a feeling of hope, and it's like
who wrote that for him?
Yeah, it's like it's so vague.
It's such it's just so vague.
Dripping with like
just Google
publicity.
How can I make a really good speech.com?
Yeah, it's just dripping with sort of like appeasement. And it's like, you know what? Well, also, this isn't about you. Like, I mean, it is. You're part of the cycling community, but like,
It's bigger than just him. It's the worst time to start virtue signaling about.
He's like, this is a quote. People are excited. People are smiling at training, and people love riding our bikes. And it's like, excuse me?
Can you be any more tone deaf?
People are smiling at trainings. Like, I mean.
Or they could be grimacing. What the fuck did he just say? What a twat.
Yeah, well, because I mean, I think sort of he was interviewed by News Hub and they were like, you know, how's the change going to happen? And he's like, oh, we've just got to move forward. And they're like, is it going to be hard to change? And he's like, yeah, but like, if we all work together, then it can be so exciting. And it's like,
I don't know, you could. Stop. I sort of, if you said that in it, because you can say one sentence in so many different ways.
Yeah.
I don't, well, I mean, maybe his heart's in the right place. I mean, what else can you say?
I don't know. It just
the smiling when you're practicing and all that, that's bollocks.
It just came across a little bit disingenuous because I think such a prominent member of the cycling community potentially could have used that opportunity talking to the media.
Unless he didn't know, unless he was just walking past and someone grabbed him. If he knew about it beforehand, that seems to me like he's...
I don't know if that's...
Yeah, I sort of...
No, it says that...
Part of me thinks this is after the review.
Okay. And I think he probably could have used his platform in a bit more of a constructive way to be like, look, these huge systemic issues have been identified in this...
Let's sort it out.
In the organisation and, like, let's... And the headline of the News Hub article makes it like... You know, Kiwi Olympic cyclist eager to lead change after like the Cycling New Zealand review, and you're like, fuck yeah, okay, me eager to like lead change, eager to make things better, but then you actually
so he's not saying what they're actually putting into place.
Yeah,
he's
but then just, you read the comments and he's like,
going babble, babble, babble.
Yeah. And so I don't know. I just think he probably could have focused a little bit more on the issues because you know the issues aren't just solved. They've only just done the review.
Now they have to put
in changes and stuff like that. And so I don't know. It was just a little bit tone deaf for me.
Things like this don't get solved overnight, or they don't get solved in a week or a month or a year. It's going to be an ongoing thing as well.
I think the other thing is that like with the report and with a lot of the media coming out since, they're really focusing on the period of like 2016 to 2018. So they're like, that environment was bad. The environment in that period of time was bad. And that was a time which Olivia Podmore was like a really key player in the cycling world. And so they're like, that time was bad. And she like went through all of this during that time and rah, rah, rah. But, you know, we're not talking about just like issues that have come and gone with leadership or management. Yeah. We're talking about really deep issues within the whole industry. And so
it's systemic, right? It's systemic.
So it's, I don't know. Sorry to be depressing.
Oh, no, you've got to talk about the bad shit because if you don't, it's always going to be bad shit, isn't it?
Mm, yeah. It's just, I can't imagine that environment being just healthy towards an athlete of that caliber.
Yeah. You know? I mean, Cycling New Zealand chair, Phil Holden, said that, like, you know, the report highlighted that we didn't do enough to help her. And he was, his comments were definitely sort of put through the PR ringer, but he did sort of, he did address that, you know, they need to start focusing on the athletes
as people. Feel like saying, and tell me what you really think.
Yeah.
It goes to show that excessive amount of grind and the pressure it takes to be an athlete of that caliber can turn toxic, you know?
I want to know what they're putting into place to change it. They obviously have done already. If they're saying that period of time was really bad, obviously it's not like that now. So they must have been making gradual changes.
I mean, we'll see what happens in the next few weeks, because obviously the report
we'll keep this going, actually.
Yeah, no, we will. Mm. We'll check back in a bit.
I think it goes across the whole of your life, whole of life, really. It's not just sports, it's everybody this should concern, you know what I mean?
It's so important, and we'll look back on it in a little bit, because the report's just come out, so we'll see what they do. And see how we feel about it.
Interesting. But,
yeah, so sad though, really sad. Yeah, sorry.
I guess I will change to a more interesting, not more. I'll move on. I'll rephrase that. I'll move on to another topic. I saw this clip of Iman Shumpert, who was a basketball player. He played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I saw it was a clip of him on a podcast, and he was talking about how during the 2016 NBA Finals between the Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, the importance of the game was so important. Both teams were insanely good. You know, 2016 Stephen Curry, LeBron James, 2016 LeBron. Like, it was two insanely good teams, you know. And he mentioned how important the game was due to the fact that whoever won that game would dictate the style of basketball. It would change basketball because the style of basketball would change. And whoever won, and whichever team won, it would change in their favor, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, so kind of like the way that a specific team or individual plays, right? Say if they were to win a grand final, or, you know, they would be quite successful in their sport, that would set a trend. It would change the style of the way the game's played, you know? And I was thinking, how does that can be the case in a lot of sports, football, boxing, even, I don't know, anything. And I'm like, what? Is there something similar trends which we see in other sports?
Yeah, of course. Of course, every sport is always changing and evolving.
Mm.
You can see it in football. You look at some games, like the 70s and 80s, and you compare to the way they play now and the formations and everything, it's completely different. Same with rugby, I would have guessed, as well.
Yeah, the way rugby's played.
Honestly, same with everything.
It's like same with every sport.
Yeah.
So there's your answer.
I was thinking...
that's a good question, actually. It's a good question. Sorry, I didn't mean to dismiss it.
No. It was
out of hand that quickly.
My brain was running with it, and I'm like, man, this is crazy. There's so many examples you could go to. I just keep thinking of how, like, Floyd Mayweather affected boxing, of that whole, if you're not, like, 15-0, or as soon as you lose in boxing, you're considered washed, or you're just not worth the investment anymore, which I think is such a terrible approach, you know? Because
it's all
not
about winning, isn't it?
Sports, it is all about winning.
Sports should be spelled F-U-N, not W-I-N.
Aww.
That's why that little kid, that video, that's been on the back of my mind all week.
What, the rugby player? The rugby kid.
Rugby thing, yeah. Beautiful.
Oh, that was beautiful.
So, sport is, and it has to keep evolving, otherwise it'll get as boring as shit, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But sometimes, you look at Formula One. They're doing it constantly.
Half of the sport is evolving.
Yeah.
Half the nature of the sport.
So I think it happens in sports sometimes. So, well, not slowly, you just all of a sudden, a team will play one way, and then the other team will start playing that way, and you've got to do it.
I just don't think those who evolved the sports or played a part in evolving a sport or just, you know, bringing new skills, bringing
something new to the sport. I know where you're going with this. You're going to talk about boxing again, aren't you?
I could use boxing as an example.
Yeah, because I know this is a subject dear to your heart, is that a lot of these boxers didn't get the recognition they deserved.
Yes. Yes, they didn't. And
I don't know whether we've talked about this on the podcast, but I know I've talked to you about it before.
We talked about this prior to when we first started doing the playbook. We talked about this. And this was a subject I've always wanted to talk about. And I could literally go on for weeks and weeks and weeks about this, but we don't have that time. I'll just say that there was a lot of African-American boxers in the past who, I would say, revolutionized the sport. Like, they just changed the way it was done, you know? Like, Muhammad Ali, he changed the sport. He brought that showmanship and a more light on his feet sort of style to the sport, which during his time wasn't that prominent.
But I suppose a lot of it, that was in America, it was bad over there. But each generation has its...
Yeah. Nationalities. It was like a couple months ago, Cuba... legalized boxing. I think you can get boxing licenses in Cuba now. It was banned in 1961.
But you can fight chickens.
Apparently, yeah.
Well, you can't fight chickens. You can get chickens to fight
Family
each other.
You've got to see the Family Guy when Griffin's having that 20-minute fight with a chicken.
I can't believe it just went along with the fact that you said, oh, you can fight chickens. And anyway. Yeah.
Not a lot of people. Chickens fight chickens, don't they, over there in Cuba? They have chicken fights.
Cockfights.
No, that's it. Yeah, I didn't want to mention knobs. So, you know, so you started that one off.
Tut tut, guys. Civilized show.
See, that's why you've got to be in here next week. You're the chairman.
The thing is that Cuban boxers dominate the amateurs in the Olympics. And they can't.
Oh, right. I didn't realize that they could. But you see, so the professional Cubans are in America. You don't get professional Cuban.
In Cuba,
boxes.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, wow. It's banned.
Wow,
so
that's fucked, isn't it?
Yeah. So they all go to America, and Cuban boxers are some of the most beautiful technicians in the sport.
Yeah.
You know. Wow. Regan Dow, guys like that. It's just how do I say this? I don't know. I'll just leave it at that.
I know what you mean.
They illustrate boxing very well, is what I'm trying to say. I can't think
it's fine.
Today.
It's a week. Everyone's
it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, but everyone's having a week. I'm having a week.
Oh, man.
Rob's not having a week.
No, I'm not.
Rob's still buzzing.
I am, actually.
But are we celebrating? Is this the last week or the second to last week of the shirt?
I will wear it Saturday.
Okay.
And then that's it.
Oh, my God.
I do wash it. I've got to point out this.
I don't know if I'll recognize you not in the shirt.
I can't remember the last time you didn't wear that shirt.
I started it a little while ago, and every time I wore it, we won. And then I wore it and we lost, but I carried on wearing it because I get quite a few comments from people seeing it. But then I realized when I was on the train, I was coming in and it just said that. It just says Koi. And this woman was giving me a very strange look, so I did my zip up of my hoodie because it just says Koi instead of Koi's. So it's just come on you Spurs. So there you go. Right. Yeah, I'm weird like that.
No, I like a little superstition.
Oh, man.
Right, hang on.
Ugh.
Do you want to do a feelings check?
What do you mean?
How's everyone feeling?
We can do a feelings check. We haven't done one of those before. How's everyone feeling?
Guys, we're doing a feelings check.
We're going to go around the room.
Okay, well, just hang on a second. Just bear with me a second.
What's that MyFM segment called?
I don't listen to MyFM, I listen to BFM.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, shut up. I saw it on Instagram.
Yeah, okay, I'm sure you did.
No judgment passed.
Hang on. Is it my wife or
not? She's playing it directly into the mic. Arsenal, you bastards.
No, it's Arsenal get battered. Everywhere. Oh. There you go. That has been going through my head constantly for 3 or 4 days now.
So Rob's at the top of the dealings chart.
I'm well happy, but knowing it could all turn to shit.
Hey now.
There's one more game left. And come on, what's the likelihood of...
If you've been a Tottenham supporter for as long as I have, when you least expect it, expect it. Is our motto. We used to have a song when we used to...
How long have you been a Tottenham supporter?
My whole life.
Were you born into it?
I was born in North London.
Were you born... What are the Tottenham colours?
White and blue.
Were you born into the white and blue?
Blue and white, they normally say.
We were born into the blue and white.
Yeah. Yeah, blue and white. Don't get it twisted. White and blue is something else.
Yeah.
Stop.
So, yeah, I'm
also, the colours always change because they change their shirts all the time.
Oh, well, no, you have home and away strips.
Yeah, why? No, it's fine. They can do
Mugs like me go out and buy the shirts.
And then sell them for cheap.
No, you wear them.
Oh.
Too different.
Oh, you're just... Yeah, right. How do you kinds feel? Of people.
Bad.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
I was hoping you'd sort of vibe off of my happy energy.
I'm happy that you're happy.
Cool, thank you. That makes you even happier.
For the record, a lot of people were. Because Jack from the newsroom, as well as Powered Up, he was buzzed.
Yeah.
He was buzzed for you, man. Yeah. Everyone was happy that Tom
I was watching it.
The Gooners game.
No, I was watching the highlights in bed on Saturday morning and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? And I was like...
Yeah. You have Anika and I watching the Premier League.
Yeah. Oh, that red card was brilliant. He's a dirty bastard. He should have got sent off for that. And all the Gooner supporters were just crying, I reckon. The ref is against them. Swats.
But like the thing about the refs is like you've got the refs on the ground, then you've got all the ref cameras, and you've got like the 10 refs.
Sometimes though, I think referees should be answerable to some of their decisions. Are pretty shit.
I think so too, because if the guy on the ground makes a call, it's like you're seeing a very specific angle of things. Yeah. You know what I mean? You're not seeing the player's angle.
Oh, they're so cameraed up, and you've got VAR, and sometimes the decisions you watch them on.
Well, because sometimes they make a call, and then like. You'll watch like the playback on the overhead cameras or something, and it's clearly the wrong call, but they'll get so stubborn about it that they'll be like, nope, just because people are arguing with them. And it's like, look, have the humility to know that you're not always right.
But it happens. It's not only in football. I mean, it happens in rugby league.
No, it happens in every sport.
Yeah, it's in every sport. They should be answerable. So there you go.
I'm not saying that just for football. I'm thinking.
No, I totally agree. So you're not all right. So how about you then? Joe?
I've just had a lot going on. Like, there's just a lot to think about. Like, I was doing the Wire yesterday, and I've got Wire Thursday, plus I was doing Powered Up yesterday, then I had To Infinity on the weekend, and I...
Oh, what did you do? Who did you talk to?
I had a good friend of mine who works as a... or studied to be a psychologist and does a bit of work around psychology. She's tried starting her own business around... It did go well. Yeah, we did it through Clean Feed, and Clean Feed's not the best, but I don't know.
Should've come up now.
I did come up here and do it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. So I'm lucky enough, privileged enough to use the studio.
Yeah.
I'm privileged to use the studio. Why did I say privileged enough?
I don't know.
That means something else, right?
Just you two are just top-lipping it like goodness today, ain't you?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Were you having trouble with your words?
Oh, yeah.
I'm very lucky to be able to use the studio here when no one else is here.
Cool.
So, yes.
And thanks, BFM.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's just that time of year, I guess. It's just very...
Changing the weather, you reckon?
Yeah, it's been
humid
lately.
See, I love this weather. I fucking love it.
I really like this weather as well.
I'm just
very busy with work.
And I know. Hutanga, here's your weather for today.
And I don't have time to do...
What else is going on this week? Rob, you've done yours. We'll finish it up with what's going on. You'll finish now? Well, real quick, there is more UFC on this weekend, by the way.
Fuck's sake!
Not to... You can Google
Holly
it.
Home!
It's
Holly!
On
Holly.
The internet!
Yeah, you can Google anything, though, but, like, then what's the point of us doing this? I just... Holly Holm is fighting Kevin Vieira this weekend. at UFC Fight Night.
You've got to stop!
At the UFC Apex.
Just fade it out. Fade it out.
Yeah, that's what I'll be watching this weekend.
Okay.
And just make sure to keep up with boxing and
Yeah, all I say is, right, Monday morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, all the Premier League games are all on at the same time, and it'll be really
They're all on at the same time.
And this is the last.
This is the last one.
The last one.
Where
right.
we'll find out who will win the Premiership and who will get relegated. And I'm probably only just saying this because I think we'll get it. I'm not that bothered about top four, to be honest. I think it's all a bit of a con, really. If you don't win the Premiership, you ain't won nothing.
You heard it here first.
I'm only saying it just in case we don't get in the top four.
Okay.
Got anyway. A couple of bases.
Any more bases to cover? No, you're good.
We're good.
Base out and stop.
Should I have stopped it there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wanker. Right, you have to stop it now.
So we'll see you guys later.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.